Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show, we were supposed to have a guest speaker, and when we booked him, he had set an interest in coming on to the show. And then last week, I had also sent him an email reminding him and never heard from him, and he has not called into the show. So at this point, what I think I'm going to do is just look at doing something, getting into doing something. Since our topic was about sales today, to talk about selling and how to think about selling and being more effective as a salesperson when you are out there. And it's more about communication in today's marketplace. And a lot of the reason we need to consider this is simple, that when you consider that building strong relationships is what is going to make the sale, because if someone knows you and likes you and respects you, they will then be willing to purchase from you. But if you are someone that people don't know and you approach them, unless it's a product they're already interested in and they would buy it no matter who was selling it, then it's going to be a little bit harder as a sell. So what we need to look at are some things that you can do that can help increase your opportunity in selling. And so think about it this way. If you already have an interest in a product, then you will become someone that can sell. Oh, and you know what? Let me see if I can't patch him in, our guest speaker, through his cell phone, and then see what we can do to do this show the way it was set up to be doing. So what I want you to do is think about how we can do some other things that can really help you with building your business, and think about some things that we can do that can really help you increasing your business sales. Okay. Oh, okay. Let me see. I think he's finally called in. Hello? Hello? Okay. Yeah. Hello? Okay. Yes. It looks like our guest speaker is not going to be calling in today, and I could not get him on the phone. So what I'm going to do is just talk about sales and how you can look at improving sales in your business. And remember, why does network marketing grow as a business, and why has it been proven over the years? Simply because it is doing things with people that you already know, because they trust you. So let's see. You know, when you think about how many businesses fail in this economy, it's usually because they lack the knowledge of sales and how to do sales in a way that can build their business. So think about all all the things that you've done and the products that you have and how you can look at improving your sales in your business. First, is it a product that someone needs? Does it fill a need that someone has? Because that is something that people are looking for. For instance, I recently was introduced to a company that's a network marketing company, but it deals with meat and fish, and what they did, meat, fish, and also poultry. And the purpose of it is to help feed families across America foods that don't have no steroids in them and no additives in them. Why is that such a need? Because over the years, to get the cows fatter, to do what they usually started giving a lot more processed foods. So think about what the product is. Is there a need for it? Can it help someone in a family economy? Yes, it can, because it provides a good quality. But plus, with their comp plan right now, because they're in pre-launch, what they're doing is allowing people to get in for no money. Damn. But what you have to do is buy the product, and that's usually about $100 worth of product. And what they're doing to introduce people to it is they have a barbecue so that you get an opportunity to taste the fish, to taste the meat, to taste which the meat right now that they're selling is the filet mignons, the things that the people that would go into a store to buy, and it would be very expensive. So when you look at all of the things that you're looking at, when you look at sales or even a company that you want to get involved with, then you need to look at, is it something that you're going to do that would really benefit your business down the road? And how can you grow your business? And when you think about it, what you want to do is, remember, today when you're looking at going into business for yourself, if you want to open up a brick-and-mortar store, you have to know that the products that you have are something that people buy on impulse. Plus, is it in a high-traffic area? Do you have to advertise to bring customers in? If you have a brick-and-mortar store and that's something that you want to do, you almost have to have money in the bank, almost, if not $250,000, almost $500,000. But if you are doing a business from home, what you just need to do is have a few months ahead in covering your expenses, because your overhead is much lower when you have a business from home. Do you want to be a virtual assistant? Do you have actual physical products to sell? So when you look at all the things that you need to do and all the things that you should do when it comes to starting a business and having sales, it's all a matter of what is it that can benefit you? How can you grow that business and look at it as something that can put you where you really and truly want to be? For instance, in today's marketplace, think about it. There's certain businesses like art that, unless you're in the higher echelon of people who are the business owners of a corporation or have a six-figure income coming in, you're not likely to go look at art as something that you're going to buy for your home. So just right there, that is not going to be a good business to go into. When you look at if you look on Yahoo or Google, when they talk about, or Monster, when you look at the jobs that are available, you have to look at where are the jobs available today. Right now, because we are in a business where the baby boomers are the largest population and they're the population. Healthcare is probably going to be the best industry that you can go into because there are going to be more opportunities in that field for the job market. If that's not an interest of yours, it doesn't preclude you from getting into the job market. It's just that you have to look for other alternatives, and you have to be creative in how you're going to sell your product or your service. And remember, another thing that plays into selling is offering good customer service. What is going to make you unique as opposed to someone else? Because it can be that you're competing against other people that sell the same product. But if you offer a more unique way of teaching someone about how to sell or how to improve their opportunities, then guess what? You are going to increase your ability to be able to sell yourself and your product. Think of all the things that you've done over time that has gotten you, even in the job market, into a company. Why? Because what made you stand out against all the other candidates? What was unique about you? What was your experience? What did you do that someone else didn't do that made you a better candidate for that position? Because when you consider all of those things, these are also the same things that will help you when you are in business for yourself to look for ways to increase your ability to generate that income for yourself. Think of all of the things that you've done that have made you a unique entity over the past few years, almost in every opportunity that you have been in that has increased your ability to sell yourself. And think of all of the things that you can do that have made you different and made your ability to obtain that uniqueness about you that has increased your opportunity to sell yourself in today's marketplace. Because when you have the opportunity to do those things, then your chances of getting and being different and getting the sale is what's going to make your bottom line different than someone else's and help put you where you truly, truly want to be. So there are many things that we can look at in today's marketplace that can help us increase our potential. But what we also want to be able to do is look at how and what makes us definitely unique about where we come from and the things that we're capable of doing within today's workplace. And I want to take and look at some of the things that make you different. Is it that the experience that you have had in the workplace, how is that experience different than someone else? How is that going to bring you what you truly want in the medium that you are working for? So, since we can tie sales into selling yourself, then maybe you could practice being more expressive and being able to think on your feet and do the things that you definitely need to do. And I guess that's one way of looking at it. But also, I guess another way of looking at it is the fact that here I am having expected to have a guest speaker on, and I'm almost having to do this show without having planned it. So what I want to do is help you look for things that can really help put you into that way that can truly give you the opportunity to learn to sell yourself and also to increase your sales. So remember, there are a lot of things that you can do in today's workplace. It's just a matter of how are you going to plan your future, plan the things that you need to do that are going to get you where you truly want to be. And what we also want to look at is some things that can help you grow as an individual to get you where you truly want to be within your lifestyle and in today's marketplace. And also, think about it this way. When you have a business, you have to sit down and strategize. What is it that the product is going to serve? Who is it that the product is going to serve? How will it fill their needs? How will it be exactly what that individual needs to be able to grow? And maybe we need to think about how you organize yourself and how you can be, by being better organized, then it will help you to plan your success. Because really and truly, if you want to be successful in today's marketplace, you need to know what it is that makes you unique. What is your niche? And how are you going to meet that niche? And how are you going to be able to fill the things that you truly want to do? And how is it that if you want to be the person that you truly want to be, how you can help someone else to be the best at what they're going to be? So what we need to look at is how are you going to grow your business and increase your sales? And over time, we learn. We do by... Maybe if the best thing you can do is have a mentor, because that mentor may well have, especially if they're very successful in sales, they've made all the mistakes. And you can learn from their experience what it is and how to grow your business so that you can increase your opportunities to truly make your business the success that you truly want it to be. And also, think about all of the things that you can do that can help get you into that position that you feel you can be in that will help you to grow and become the person that you truly, truly want to be. We often don't always think about all of these things, but they are important, and growing your business is truly where you need to be. And think about what you can do that can truly help you get where it is that you want to be. And let's look at some of the things that you can do that could truly help you get that knowledge. And remember, we're talking about sales. Selling is that people hook into what it is that they truly like about you, how that will help them, because we all have good qualities about us. And also think about it this way. When you speak to someone, you need to understand the differences in behavioral styles, because you have to know what someone's hot button is when it is that you're selling to them. You need to think about all of those things and how it can help you in communicating with them. Because think about it. If you communicate with someone in their style and you help them to pick out the right product that fits then you know what? When the next time comes and they need something, they're going to, and then what they will do is they will come to you and they will ask you for your opinion. They will ask you for your help. So all of these things are an important part in selling who you are today and how you can help someone really and truly grow as an individual. And when you help them grow as an individual, then you are increasing your potential to increase your income because guess what? They will refer business to you. And in today's marketplace, we need to consider just how important referral is in increasing business. And think about all of the things that you can do that can help put your business as the one that someone will think about. And there's little odds and ends of things that you can do along the way that you give out to people as a giveaway when you're doing a presentation that helps them to see how you can help build a business. And all of the things that we've been talking about are just things that can be common sense, but something that we may not always think about when we go out and plan something. So let's look for some of the things that you can do that can help put your business at that level that you truly want it to be. Think about all of the things you've done over time to increase your opportunities. And think about how when you sell yourself, just how you can plan that sale. And I also want you to think about this. Selling is also an opportunity to not just to sell yourself, but to create a need for who you are and who you're, what it is that you're selling. But you need to research it. You need to investigate it. You need to plan it. And when a sales crew gets out there, remember, what we're really, truly doing is we're helping each other. So look for all of the things that you can do that can help you plan out how you are going to sell yourself. And put it down in a notebook and practice it. Also, think about it. If you're selling a specific product, research. Learn about what it is that makes that product unique against other products very similar to it, because when you plan something out the right way, then guess what? It will increase your opportunity to sell something. So think about all of the things that you can do that is going to help you increase your sales. So what I'm thinking of doing is just ending this presentation early, because since I didn't have anything planned on what to say and how to say it, then it's going to kind of be a short show this today. And I just would like to remind you that next week I will be back and we will be talking about why we're still having a high unemployment, what's been going on in the economy, and that's very relevant to what is happening, because when you look at what Obama is doing and how he's trying to tie everything into the job market, and I recently heard that Clinton is now writing a book on how, what has gone wrong and how that could change, but a lot of the things that they're forgetting about is that technology has influenced the job market. It has made a difference in what is going on in the job market today and all of the things that they can possibly do that can put and create jobs. I mean, if you even look canceled several soap operas. One ended this week. Another one is ending in January, and they're putting on much cheaper shows. But it's also the fact, like someone once expressed to me, that years ago, primetime shows never lasted more than a year or two. So what was happening was the revenue earned through the soap operas helped pay for the primetime shows. Now that they've gotten some better quality of primetime shows and they put some soap operas on in primetime, then what has changed the genre is that what you're seeing is that these shows can pay for themselves. And then, of course, with technology to put on some of the shows that they've done for serial, well, it's increased the cost of those shows. Plus, now the actors doing the shows, they increase what they want. So, you get to a point where you price yourself out of the job market. And you see where even in prime time, and remember, because people can watch these shows on the internet as well as on the TV, and they can watch what they want to watch, certain segments of it, then guess what? The genre itself, the people watching it during the times that they used to, and also the fact that you can go in and there's a lot of magazines out and things on the internet that you can find out what's happening down the line, then you can pick or choose whether or not you feel that show is worth watching. So all of these things are affecting what is happening in today's job market as well, because what's happened is what you see in one field has crossed the board across all fields, and now it's even affecting entertainment. And as you know, there's been a walkout on the best with the NBA because they are fighting over a new contract and what's in that contract. And when you think about the fact that you have the few top players that make the top money, and that the revenue that these teams get comes from their exposure on TV, it's also influenced by how many people come to the game live, then all of these things are playing into each other. And then you have a government that has basically been overspending over the years, and that the people that make the higher income, they're paying lower taxes compared to everyone else. So all of these things together are affecting what is truly happening in today's job market. So why not look for opportunities where you can build an income, and just remember, look for ways to not outprice yourself in today's job market.